Track 2, Neil's take.
From just Mrs. H and me in the car, suddenly we had a small human in the back. This was in the days before car seats that could be adapted as the child got older. Initially, our daughter was strapped in a carry cot. As she grew, she graduated to a booster seat before being secured in an adult seatbelt. When Dad's taxi service came into being, she sat beside me in the front passenger seat. Finally, she was in the driver's seat with me beside her as I helped her learn to drive. It was then that I realised what the next stage of this seating evolution would be. Mrs. H and I would be relegated to the back seat as our children strapped us in to take their dear old mum and dad out for a ride. Well, it's finally come to pass. We were planning a trip to Wiltshire to see my brother, but it is a long drive, and now I am rocketing up the age scale. Neither Mrs. H nor I were happy with me driving the 200-odd miles, including tackling the M25. To the rescue came our offspring, declaring they would all come, make it a family trip, and they would drive us. This involved our son, wife, 6-year-old granddaughter, and their seriously loopy dog in one car, and our daughter and her partner in the other. From the days when we organised family holidays, we found the planning of a short break was taken out of our hands. Mind you, Mrs. H still managed to wallow in all the pre-holiday stress as only she can. And so, there we were, being strapped into the back of our respective cars. Mrs. H was allocated the car with our granddaughter. "We thought you could keep her amused on the journey," she was told. I was strapped in car number 2 with everybody's luggage. We hadn't been on the A11 for long before I couldn't resist inquiring, "Are we nearly there yet?" It was all deja vu, but with the roles reversed. "Are you all right in the back, Dad? We'll have a loose stop soon and get something to eat." Back in the day when we were in control, we would have stopped at somewhere with a healthy menu. Instead, we pulled into a fast food outlet where ordering is done on a large screen. This was a new experience for me, and I watched in bewilderment as lightning fingers tapped away to order me a sausage and egg McMuffin and an enormous cup of nuclear-strength coffee. "Oh no," I thought, "if I sink all that coffee, the old bladder will be full to capacity. We won't be too far up the road before I have to whine, 'I need to go to the toilet.'" I sipped sparingly, but as it happened, my fellow passengers didn't finish their drinks either. "Take it with you," they said, "drink it on the way." I managed to eke out the coffee until I was told, "Dad, there are services in 21 miles. We'll stop for the loo." 21 miles? Could I hang on? I made it. Though when we got there, my journey to the loo was a fair impression of Groucho Marx. It was much the same on the return journey, with regular inquiries as to how I was doing. Also, I was administered with the odd wine gum to keep me quiet. But are we on a slippery slope? We've almost gone full circle. From the days when we mended broken toys and treated Grey's knees to them attempting to explain the mysteries of our smartphones and telling us we ought to go to the doctor to have that worrying twinge looked at. To be honest, it's good to know that they're keeping an eye on us. Mind you, I dread the day when one of them says, "Dad, how many days have you been wearing that shirt?"
Thank you, Neil. Well, they do say that life comes full circle. But at least it sounds as if you have a very caring family to keep an eye on your welfare, which is good.